Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you support the introduction of conscription in Ireland? The French government yesterday said that all French 16-year-olds will wear a uniform and salute the flag under a national service scheme that will start trials in June. 3,000 girls and boys from 13 regions will take part in the first test of the Universal National Service, a much softer version of compulsory military service that the President Macron promised in his 2017 election campaign. Ironically enough, by the way, he didn't actually go into national service at all. President Chirac ended a conscription in 1997. As a candidate, Mr. Macron said, "Each young French person will experience military life, even briefly, to allow our democracy to be more united and increase the resilience of our society." Now, you know, conscription has been a thing in many, many countries over the years. The United States only finished it back in the 70s. A lot of countries still do conscription, some up to 3 years. Ireland, we haven't had subscription. The British did it during World War One, only for a brief period, for 10 or 15 years. A lot of people think it's a good idea. You know, put a 16-year-old in there, get a bit of manners onto them. You know what I mean? Ah, there you go. Stand up, salute, walk forward, sit down, clean your shoes, make your bed. First thing, 7 o'clock in the morning, up you get. I'm asking you, is it a good idea? It's like a boot camp. I mean, I went into the FCA. I think it's a great thing to do, by the way. I don't know whether there still is an FCA. I think there is some sort of voluntary defence force. I think it's a great thing to do. I think it's great for all young people, should go into it. It gives you a bit of discipline. Shows you what the other, what the life like behind the gun, so to speak. I want to know what you think. Would you support the introduction of 1 month, only 1 month, conscription for teenagers? So it'll be done during the summer. 1 month, would you support the idea? Just to let you know, during this conscription, by the way, the first phase is a mandatory 1 month placement with a focus on civic culture, which the government says will enable young people to create new relationships and develop their role in society. And also there'll be voluntary teaching, working with charities, other options alongside traditional military preparation with police and fire and service and army. And they can stay there up to a year if they want to, but obviously only 1 month would be mandatory. The second phase is a voluntary placement of at least 3 months and up to a year, in which a young person will be encouraged to serve in an area linked to the defence and security of the country. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. Conscription. Now, I'm not talking about 2 years. In some countries, by the way, they do it for 2 years. In most countries, it's mainly just men are conscripted. In some countries, women are usually conscripted for less time. There is still about 100 countries in the world that you have to have conscription. In a lot of cases, you might have, say, conscription of 2 years for men, 6 months for women. There's very few countries, actually, that have conscription with equal amounts for both men and women. There's about six countries where women have to serve the same amount of time as men. Places like Chad and Iran and places like that. Okay, keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. 1 month conscription in the Irish Defence Forces. Is it a good idea? James, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon again, Tuna.
Good afternoon to you, James, my favourite caller. My favourite caller.
Start to the programme today. A good old battle, you can't beat it now.
A good old Barney, huh? But in any case, I think Andrew probably shouldn't rethink what he puts up on Facebook.
Yes, I think so. I think it didn't look too good there now.
No, well, it kind of. I mean, don't get me wrong. The media are great people for spinning the truth. They always say in the media, never let the truth get in the way of never let a lie get in the way of a good story. So. I think sometimes you can spin it a little bit too far. But getting back to the story, James, 1 month in the army, would it do a 16-year-old any harm?
I'd be all for it now.
Yeah.
Oh, fully for it. And particularly, as I said to Helena, I'd like to see those, as you know, we had the problem there with the Gardaí, they didn't prosecute those young offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see some of them put in there now.
Yeah.
And have no choice. It would be better to have them in there than mixing with their own type inside in a young offender centre.
Yeah,
particularly for those young offenders, because the army make good lads out of them, you know.
It would stop people. I mean, even if they're bad, if they're not bad people, it may stop people going down the wrong road, and it does. I suppose put a bit of discipline into you.
Oh yes, to have them up early in the morning there,
yeah.
And get him into maybe learning something, a trade or something. And
yeah, no social media, no Facebooks, no Twitters, and no PlayStations. Just good bit of hard graft for a month.
Actually, I saw a documentary there one night on TG Car, it was from China, and they have military boot camps there for young offenders, and they're taken in from about 12 to 17.
Right.
And the parents there, in other words, if there's a young fella at home giving trouble now, and he won't behave, and he won't go to school, or he won't come in time, the parents can sign him up in there. And
all
he's
right.
no choice. They come and collect him.
Oh, right. Okay. There's no messing there, is there?
Oh, yeah. And it's run by a guy called Major Leaves, a former army officer himself. And when they went in for about 3 months, fell about 13 or 14, they focused on one young lad. When the parents got him back, they couldn't believe it. It was like a new child.
Yeah, I could,
sure,
I know, I could imagine.
He was
absolutely.
So glad to be home, Niall.
Yeah.
From the discipline, because they had him up at 7 o'clock in the morning, marching, none of this television.
No, no, malarkey, no.
He was so glad to get away from the major that home was, he no more misbehaving, Niall.
He valued his freedom.
And then, any time in the future, because kids would forget, any time in the future that he gets started a little, getting a bit of trouble again, do you want to go back to see Major Lee again? No.
But I remember as a young boy, probably now in hindsight, it wasn't a very positive thing, but I remember my father used to say to myself, my brother, now behave, or you go down to Artane Boys School.
We
threatened to be sent to Artane Boys School. Now, I didn't know what was going on there at the time. Obviously, I do now, but I didn't know what was going on there at the time.
Yes, we had.
But it obviously had a bad reputation.
The school would have been threatened.
Yeah.
Over here, you'll be sent up to one of the industrial schools up the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, stay there for a second, because Tony, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Tony?
How are you keeping, then? How's
that? Tony, it's not a bad idea to send every single teenager for 1 month at 16 years of age into, you know, essentially a boot camp or conscript them.
Off your games.
Off your game? No, not a chance. Why?
No, a lot of kids are not bad. I wouldn't mind sending a couple of bad kids down. I don't know about it at all, but kids are not doing anything wrong and doing the homework and doing everything right. What's the point? What's the advantage of sending in the what's, army, you think?
Yeah, but what's wrong with it? Even if they're not a bad kid.
I think they should be brought up to where a drug rehabilitation, and maybe show them it's like, if you're on drugs, this is what happens to you. I think that's what they should be concentrating a bit more on, instead of sending them to an army.
But I mean, this is a kind of all-in-one discipline month, you know what I mean? Where you've got a whole month of, you know, all sorts of different types of discipline. Yeah, I can't see that being a bad thing for anybody.
But the lots of kids are not...
It doesn't matter.
Well, it would, like, because you get punished. Punish them.
No, but you're not punishing anybody. I was in the FCA and it wasn't punishment.
Well, I have a daughter now, she's 17. Imagine telling her she's going off to a boot camp for an army camp for a month.
Were we ever in the FCA or the army?
No,
Tony.
No, I haven't time, Niall.
Yeah, well, I was in the FCA and I don't consider it to be punishment. I thought it was great. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I've got to join the, what you call them, scouts, so. Same thing.
Well, it's not really, you can go home.
It's a bigger version.
Yes, James. Yeah, go ahead, James.
The thing is, first of all, the young people might get a liking to it, Niall. They might make a career out of it. Although they'd want to pay them a bit better, Niall.
Of course,
Also, they'd get an alternative to what they're normally doing. It's probably at home looking at videos. They get out in the fresh air. They probably go camping. They go trekking.
Yep.
Out in the fresh air. And
bit of orienteering,
And
to give them an idea of a different lifestyle now.
What's wrong with that, Tony?
Yeah, but it's just like saying, promote this deep sea fishing, so. This is giving a different lifestyle as well. Put them on a boat and promote deep sea fishing. And see how. you're trying to punish children that are bold, right? That's fair enough. But you're punishing kids that are not bold is not the way to go at all, like.
Well, it doesn't matter whether they're bold or not bold, as you say. I think, you know, it's just an experience. That's what the French, you know, Prime Minister is saying. They just need to experience this.
Yes, but I see, like you said, it's probably more, I would agree with it, with kids or not. The parents can't control them, and they're out of the world. Well, put them into the army for 6 months and sort them, might help them sort them out. That's fair enough. But the army can't force them to do 10 push-ups. Like, they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. Like, you know what I mean? They can't force them. So,
what
advantage is going to be?
Well, the army's a very different place. Let me just go to Michael, I think it is. Michael, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing? Hold on, Michael. I need to turn you on there. Sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Noel. How are you?
Good, Michael. Sorry, Yvonne, but which in a second. Sorry, I missed out on you there. Sorry, Michael. Do you think it's a good idea?
No, I don't.
No? Why?
I could see it happening, but, I mean, Ireland have been signed up to this EU army, and I could see these EU controllers, you know, manipulate the situation where, you know, they start drafting everyone in, and then air boys are sent off to No, if there's like a protest in France, their boys would be sent over to France to sort them out. And then if there's a protest here, the boys of France would be sent over here to sort those out.
I don't necessarily agree with full national conscription. I think this what they're calling this is a universal national service, which is one month. It's only 1 month.
That's how they get it off the ground. That's how they So you get your...
So before you know it, it'll be a year, like...
Hang on, I'm just going to pull over there now. Hang on, just pulling over.
Yeah, do that, please. I'd appreciate it. I thought you were on a speakerphone.
I am. Yeah, I am on speaker.
Yeah,
go. Yeah, sorry.
But you obviously feel that there's a kind of motive here.
Yeah, when there's politicians involved, yeah, there's motive. There's always something.
Now, I know, Michael, you're a bit of a fan of conspiracy theories, but I don't think there's a conspiracy theory in this one.
I'm conspiracy light now. I'm not too mad into conspiracy.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything bad. I mean, I'm looking at it. The first phase is a mandatory one-month placement with a focus on civic culture. And then the voluntary...
That's the language they use. That's the language, civic culture. I mean,
yeah, enabling young people to create a new relationship and develop their role in society.
It just sounds like a false game, doesn't it? Like, it's just...
And then it says, working with charities among options being looked at alongside traditional military preparation with the police, the fire service and the army.
Let's break it down here. You're getting a gun and you're going to kill people.
No, you're not in a month you're not going to kill anybody at 16 years of age. That was just silly, Michael.
That's what the army's about. I mean,
yeah, but they're not going to give 16-year-old guns and send them out killing people.
No, but they're going to prep them. They're going, this is they do it in stages and steps, like, you know.
But you look at most Americans, right, who were conscripted up to the 1970s, right, and you go to places, the southern states particularly, like places like Florida and everything, and every gentleman you meet is, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. You know why they talk like that? Because they were disciplined in the army.
I know. Look, the barbecue belt, as I call it, they get a bad rap for, you know.
They're respectful people because they've all got military service behind them.
I think the South America, not the Deep South, is a very mannerly place anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
That's Christian values. Like.
But it's not just Christian values. They've been trained to talk like that when they were in the army, in the military.
But they're not, I don't know. I don't agree, but I mean, I don't think the military does that. I think the military, you know, American military is about oil fields and going in and taking oil fields. And you don't go into, like, Iraq and go, yes, ma'am, yeah. You go, get in, get down on the ground now. That's what you're trained to do. Like.
Okay, well, hang on for a second and sit there, James, please. Yvonne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Yvonne?
Hey, yes.
You think it'd be a good idea, Vaughn?
I think it'd be a great idea.
Okay, why? Put a bit of manners on them, will it?
Well, yeah, and it gives them life skills. My son, I have three sons, and unfortunately one of them is in prison.
Right, oh, sorry to hear that. What did he do? What did he do?
He was done for assault.
Right.
And I genuinely believe that was down to him literally having no discipline, no nothing. Because
And I'm assuming you didn't rear him like that.
Oh, geez, I
no.
hope I didn't.
No, yeah. And how old is he, by the way, Yvonne? How old is he?
He's 25 now, coming up this year.
He's a grown man. You think he should know better now?
Oh, yeah, but he's been very troubled since he was younger.
Right.
And I brought him everywhere to see what's done to grow him. But he's always been, nice to say, did not like being told what to do.
He was a bit wayward.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right, but and you think a bit of military service, a bit of discipline might have sorted him out?
Oh, I do. Firmly believe that.
Mm.
Firmly believe it.
Yeah, I think it would be very beneficial for children like, you know, our teenagers who go wayward. But I think it would be beneficial for every child.
Yeah, but I hear people saying for troubled kids or for bold kids. Like, I think it should be for all kids.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches them how to, but my other son wouldn't even know how to make a bed.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean, and like it teaches them all stuff that they need as they go on in life.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
manners, respect, and like how probably to cook and stuff like that. Because the kids
how to fend for themselves, how to be a bit independent. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, Michael, that's a fair point. I mean, young fellas today are 25 and 26 years of age and hanging on to their mother's apron strings. You know, I mean, in 50, 60 years ago, a young fella was 16; he was out working. You know what I mean?
I know that, Jeff.
Yeah, so
my father had a house and family when he was 24. Look, I know that.
So, you've heard of Anne. One of her lads is in jail, for God's sake.
I'm not
saying he shouldn't be, but, you know, you do something wrong, you end up in jail.
Where he belongs for what he did.
And how long is he in for, Yvonne? How long has he gone in for?
He went in a year and a half ago, and he's nearly a year to go because...
Must have been quite a serious assault, was it?
It was, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Noel?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, James.
No, I agree with that lady there. Now, she made a good point there. Not alone, I agree with that they should go in, ordinary kids go in, because even ordinary kids could do with some discipline. And that lady there said they learn how to cook for themselves, learn how to look after their own clothes, dress their beds. And a month of that would be no harm for any young fellow, Niall, or young girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they were bad or not well misbehaved, it wouldn't do any harm. It could only do good, Niall.
Yeah, I mean, I know Richie is agreeing with Michael here that he's aware of the growing fertilisation and militarisation of the European superstate. So obviously he's concerned about that. Perhaps conscription might quieten the coughs of those feminists. Or quieten the coughs, should I say, of the feminists. In other words, what he's saying is that maybe it'll quieten us all down a little bit, those who are a little bit more outspoken than others. Particularly the feminists, who he seems to have a problem with. I don't think it's a bad idea overall. I think it's a good idea. What about your other two sons, Yvonne? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're great. One of them is at the starting for fire brigade.
Right.
And the other fellow is out living on his own. He's doing grand. He doesn't bring me any butter.
Right, okay. So,
I don't believe it was what I did wrong.
No, no, look, it can happen. You know, I've heard of people who have four good kids and one kid goes bonkers. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know what I mean? It could be, I suppose, his peers, who he's mixing with. You know, it could be a lot of different things, I suppose. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mixing with the wrong people, unfortunately. Listen, I wish you well anyway, Vaughn. Pete, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Pete?
All right, now.
All right, Pete. How is things, Pete? What?
I don't talk like that.
I think you should get a part in EastEnders, Pete. I really do.
I don't talk like that. I don't have an East End accent. What's wrong with you?
Pete, conscription. Look, they did have it in the UK for World War One. But
round two.
I don't think they had conscription for World War Two, did they?
Did they not?
No, I don't think so. I think it was only between...
I think you got your call-up papers. And definitely you did. You got your call-up papers.
I think between 1910 and 1926, I think they had a conscription in the UK.
You know better. I don't.
Well, I know. I could be wrong on that one.
I will acquiesce to your research of knowledge.
Okay, but in saying that, you know, they've had it in the States up to the 1970s. There's still nearly 100 countries in the world that have conscription. Many of them, by the way, conscript for 2 and 3 years.
Poland, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. But more so for men than women. I know Sweden, I think, is one of the only countries that has equal amount for men and women. I think there's only about 5 countries where women have the same amount of conscription as men. Women usually have about half the amount. And in some countries, it's not women at all. So
you don't hear many of these equality people jumping up and down screaming about that.
No, you don't hear the feminists moaning. We want conscription the same as men.
We want to be put on the front lines of the battlefield. Come on. Yeah, but shame about that, isn't it?
But back to this, I mean, the French idea is a month for 16-year-olds. Now, and they're not saying they're going to be running around jumping in ditches with guns and everything else. They'll be working with the police, working with the fire department, you know, working with the naval service, working with the military as well, and basically just a bit of discipline for a month. Is it a bad idea?
It is not at all. In fact, it's a bloody great idea, and I don't see why they knock it on the head.
Yeah.
I find, well, I'm in my 50s now, obviously, so I've got old man attitude now. But I don't want to sound cliche, although I'm going to. But the attitude of the teenagers and early 20s today compared to how I was growing up, and you would get a smack in the mouth if you spoke to someone the way they talk to people nowadays.
Mm.
And the lack of respect.
So it does slap a bit of sense into them, doesn't it?
well, it should, but I don't think a month is long enough.
Yeah.
I don't in any way think a month is long enough. It's something that needs to be driven into them, and a month is not long enough to do that.
I think a month wouldn't be long enough if you have, you know, a bad kid that needs a bit of discipline. But I think a month would be long enough for the majority of kids who are good kids and probably don't need too much of it. It's just to show them how the other half lives, so to speak. Well, look, I tell you what, Pete, we are going to come back to that topic again, and I appreciate you coming on the air.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.